Hello, I'm Logan Burnett. I'm 21 and I live in Orlando. I am a 3D artist, specifically a 3D environment artist, studying at UCF as a game design degree.
And why UCF?
Because UCF has one of the best game design schools in the world. Also, Orlando, just in general, is a hub sort of for game design. There's a few hubs, mainly in like California, Texas, and Orlando. And my campus is actually directly next to the Electronic Arts building, which brought a lot of game design like infrastructure in here.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that actually. That's cool. Gulf Coast is actually planning on bringing in like a game design course.
Oh, that's great.
So, what do you hope to do after you complete your degree?
Hoping to get into an industry. Specifically, I'd love to work at Naughty Dog, the people who made the Uncharted series, and be an environment artist where I have, some control over the environmental storytelling.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. Do you ever plan on, creating your own games?
I have. I think if the opportunity arises, then I would love to. I think a lot of people try and make indie teams straight out of school, and that can work. But what seems to have more success is getting established in an industry, have a good background working on established companies, established games, and then kind of accruing a team sort of people you've worked with in previous projects and stuff. So that's definitely something I'd like to do, but later on down the line, once I have some more experience and connections in industry.
Okay, so like stepping into like an already like pre-established team and adding to that is kind of your way of networking so that eventually you can build your own team out of your coworkers to do something else.
Yeah, for sure.
What inspired your love for the work you're doing? What got you into it?
That's a big question. I really am passionate about like storytelling and its ability to like share emotions and ideas with people and like from a huge number of different backgrounds and walks of life, kind of connect them all through these like storytelling mediums. I think it's just a great way to convey those ideas and emotions. And I think game design is kind of a new growing field that is able to convey those very effectively and kind of universally. The books kind of have that barrier of language until they're translated, I guess, in the same way that games are, but specifically through like environmental storytelling, you can convey those emotions and ideas without words. And I think that's really powerful. So, being an environmental artist is kind of just, to me, it seems like the logical way to most like effectively, give myself the ability to convey those things.
And is there anyone in the industry or job field that you admire or look up to, and why?
Probably. Tyler Smith. He is a digital artist at probably Monsters. He is an environment artist and he takes a lot of kind of sort of abstract shapes and colors and is able to make some very compelling and emotional environments just through like his composition and using those 3D assets he's created. So yeah, his work's pretty incredible.
So what all goes into building environments for games? Because I'm assuming that's pretty much the gist of what you'll be doing.
So it's sort of asset creation and then moving that into Engine so that it works properly in Engine and kind of scene building within. So it's kind of a higher level merging of sort of like three different roles where you would have sort of an asset creator as well as a designer as well as like a lighting artist. They can kind of do some of everything and kind of help guide the environment in general into that direction while making some of like the key assets. So like a lot of what I do will be starting in a program like Maya to build like the kind of optimized shell that works, that'll be like able to be used at runtime, and then taking that into a program like ZBrush that would allow me to sculpt detail, sculpt lots of it's what's called the high poly that's used to bake all that detail information into the optimized version, and then from there take it somewhere like Substance Painter, where I'm able to texture it using either textures photo scanned from like real textures or kind of my own materials, compositing those all into an engine, kind of like Unity or Unreal. And once it's in engine, placing those around using the tools and the material graphs and the shaders inside of there to create a composition.
That's wild.
It
Man, that sounds intense.
is, and it requires a master, I guess I shouldn't say mastery, that sounds a little pretentious, but just it requires an understanding of a lot of different systems and how they're interworking, you know?
Yeah. Wow, that's really cool. I didn't think it'd be that intimidating. Goodness.
Yeah, I do think there's a very large misconception that like game design is an easy field, or you get a lot of people, especially like when I was going to school, that came into it and were like, you know, oh man, I just love video games. I want to play video games, so I'll make video games. And if I'm making video games, I won't even really be working. Those people leave the program very quickly because it's a lot more intensive process. I mean, there's a reason that it's so high in demand and you need so many hundreds of people working on some of these bigger AAA games.
And what degree level do you need to like jump into that? Is it just like a bachelor's?
So, bachelor's is definitely recommended. There are people that will tell you, oh, you don't need a degree. And to a certain degree, that is true. A lot of places will take you even without a degree because what they're looking at specifically is your portfolio. So, like, my portfolio is on ArtStation. They almost don't care about anything else except for what is presented visually, like on your ArtStation page or your individual portfolio. So, in that case, there have been cases where people do get jobs without a degree, but industry standard is almost certainly a bachelor's. If you don't have a bachelor's in game design or science, a lot of people who even would get into it with the quality of their art will just kind of get passed over in the resume phase. So,
You going to UCF for this? Getting that degree, is that just an extra boost for you?
yeah, so for me, it was really important because for one, I didn't want to get looked over in that resume phase, and second, I thought it was kind of important to just take some time to use it just as an opportunity to develop my portfolio and work on my skills, but most importantly, to connect with other people. The connections I made with other peers and student and professors has been incredible. And those connections to people in industry and who have techniques that they've learned from company to company is really invaluable.
And is there any advice you would give to incoming students who may be interested in getting into and doing the work that you're doing?
Be passionate and driven about it, and not in the sense of like follow your dreams, but it is work. And so if you really want to get into it, learn how to use these programs, learn how the technical side works, learn how to be able to replicate art quickly and efficiently. Really treat it like something that you have to strive for. It's not something that'll fall in your lap. The creative degrees are very difficult to get into. And so, unless you are the best, you don't really stand a chance. So, find a specialization, try and hone in on that niche, and spend lots of time trying to learn and absorb yourself into what it is you're trying to do.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Logan, for coming on and talking to me and let me pick your brain about game design. This was a really fun conversation, and I learned a lot that I didn't expect to.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.